It's a dreary and damp evening next to this marsh in rural southeast Michigan. The dampness has that edge of cold to it that's hard to escape. And while most people are heading to their warm homes for the day, things here at the Hanley Bird Sanctuary are just getting started as volunteers count cranes.
I got a whole line coming in over the flats.
Oh man, 34. It's starting. How many?
34.
With the help of a clicker, three volunteers from the Audubon Society count the birds. Fortunately for them, the birds they are counting are, well, really big. The greater sandhill crane is one of the biggest birds in the region. They glide into the sanctuary by the thousands, with their gangly legs dangling behind them. They're counting the birds for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. This is part of a wider effort in the region to get an overall count of the crane population. They have one night to count, and tonight's the night. Gary Segrist is one of the volunteers. He says the birds come into this wetland after a day feasting in the farm fields.
They've been out feeding all day, and they stage. This is one of two areas in southern Michigan where this greater sandhill crane stages. And when they get to a point where they've got enough fuel in their bodies, enough fat built up, and their food supplies are gone, and maybe the sanctuary, the mud lake out there is frozen over, then they'll find a favorable wind and head south.
The gathering is an instinct for these birds. During the summer months, they spread out across the region in pairs. But when it's time to migrate, they get together in big flocks before they head to Florida. And when they gather in large numbers, it can get noisy. Gary Segrist says the bird's call is one of the things that draws him here to count the birds year after year.
That people don't realize that the sandhill crane's the oldest living bird species. They've got a relative of theirs. I think 38 or 65 million years. That's some of the time of the dinosaurs. So the bird actually is fantastic. And if you can hear the call, you can hear it in the background. It's kind of sends shivers down your back. It reminds you of a different time.
The volunteers also spend their time chatting with people who visit the sanctuary. And even on a cold night like tonight, people have come out to see the birds. Phil DeLang drove with his wife and grandson 2.5 hours just to watch the gathering, and they do it every year.
I think all of nature is kind of precious. I mean, it's really precious once you think of becoming extinct, like the passenger pigeon. I mean, what a tragedy. It never should have happened. I'm just glad there's places like this, you know. People have taken the effort to preserve and give these birds a home.
The birds continue to arrive as the sun begins to set. As darkness falls, the volunteers tally up their final number.
2975.
2975?
Yeah.
Okay. The count for the evening is over, and by their calculation, nearly 3,000 birds are settling down for the night. The volunteers head home to double-check their math and send in their final numbers. The next morning at the sanctuary, the birds are waking up and heading into the farm fields. We caught up with Ron Hoffman here. He's the guy who coordinates the official crane count for this region. And between all the volunteers that counted last night, they spotted 4,600 cranes. Ron has been studying these birds since the 1960s, when they were just coming off the threatened species list. And he's seen the birds' population grow steadily over the years. But Ron Hoffman and the other volunteers see a pattern developing in this area. A pattern that could threaten the number of cranes that use this sanctuary. The Hanley Sanctuary is surrounded by spreading housing developments. They fear these developments would use up farmland, which is important to the birds.
I'm sure we're always going to have cranes, but at the same time, if this area within 10, 15 miles of here is so built up that there's not the food reserves here for the cranes to feed, then the number of cranes that would be using this would be diminished.
But no matter how many cranes are out here, you can bet Ron Hoffman and the other volunteers will be counting them year after year. They care about these birds. While we were talking, he interrupted to watch a young bird fly by.
See, now this guy is really lost. Look, he's coming back over. You can see him craning his neck and looking and trying to find his parents.
Hoffman says his biggest hope for the greater sandhill crane is that the population will remain stable, so that he and others can continue to experience what he calls one of the wildlife spectaculars in this region. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.